In an investigative piece titled The Wolf of Sesame Street, revealing the secret corruption inside PBS's news division, published on the news website Pando Daily, journalist David Sirota wrote about a public broadcasting service news series titled The Pension Peril, which advocated cuts to public employee pension benefits. The Pension Peril series, scheduled to be broadcast by PBS stations across the country over the course of 2 years, Sirota reveals, was secretly funded by former Enron company trader and billionaire John Arnold. Arnold, who had donated $3.5 million to PBS for the production of the Pension Peril series, is a passionate and longtime critic of public employee pensions. As Sirota reports, through his foundation, Arnold has made large contributions to politicians, political action committees, and think tanks to advance his campaign to slash public employee retirement benefits. Disturbingly, the PBS series presented views critical of pension funds very similar to that of its funder, without revealing to the audience the source of its financial support. However, just 2 days after Sirota's investigative piece was published on February 12th, an embarrassed PBS management announced it would return the $3.5 million provided by John Arnold. Your reporter spoke with Jeff Cohen, founder of the media watch group Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, who now serves as the founding director of the Park Center for Independent Media at Ithaca College. Here he discusses the obvious conflicts of interest and ethical violations that occur when media outlets allow their funders to influence the content and political spin of their journalism.
The funder of this, to the tune for $3.5 million, former Enron trader, hedge fund manager named John Arnold. John Arnold has gone all over the country funding political efforts, ballot initiatives, think tanks, advocacy groups that push toward the cutting of public workers' pensions. He's a monomaniac about it. Everyone in the world knows it. The great journalist Matt Taibbi referred to this guy, John Arnold, as the next generation's Koch brothers. You know, there are many ways that you could balance state budgets. You could cut corporate subsidies. You could bring down the prison industrial complex. You could raise taxes on the wealthy. But John Arnold and others have the ability to twist the debate so the only idea that gets prominence in how to balance state budgets is cut the public workers' pensions. So John Arnold is famous for underwriting a whole social movement around that cause. And then public TV starts running a series of news segments called The Pension Peril, and John Arnold has funded it for $3.5 million. The money was ultimately returned, and the series has been put on hiatus because David Sirota exposed it. And it became a controversy. But I would argue that the funding of public affairs news, public affairs programs, documentaries, 8-part, 1-hour series for years, for 15 years or so on public television, that corporations have underwritten programming that they had no business underwriting, and the results in the programming showed a mistakable corporate bias because the corporations paid for the programming.
Jeff, in theory, is there not supposed to be a firewall between the fundraising arm of a nonprofit media outlet like PBS and the news producers and news directors who make decisions about content?
There's no doubt that public TV has rules, but they've never been abided by. I mean, the rules say not only should an interested funder not be allowed to fund programming, but someone who has the perception of interest. You know, it's not just about the reality of bias. It's even they're supposed to protect at public television against bad optics. But the reality is there's no longer any optics at all at public TV because the corporations have been underwriting the programming for so many years. You know, no one even sees it anymore. That's the problem. People are blind to it. I could give you example after example. Last year, Nova had a show called The Rise of Drones. One of the funders was Lockheed Martin, a major drone manufacturer. Another show about the food industry. Big funder, Dow Chemical, you know, a GMO corporate food company. About 10 years ago, there was this multi-part series called Commanding Heights on public television, extolling, you know, multinational capitalism. It was so biased that the Wall Street Journal was just raving about how great it was, with an article headlined, PBS likes capitalism more than the commercial networks do. Who funded that? BP, Federal Express, and Enron, until Enron was exposed as a graft operation and the Enron money was returned, but not the money to all the other corporations. You can go on and on and on and on. And it's part of the reason that public television in this country is so timid, is so bland, and will not take on the most powerful forces in our society, who just happen to be large corporations that are their underwriters.
Given the fact that public broadcasting in this country is taxpayer funded, is there a way that we as citizens could put pressure on PBS or Congress to put back in place a firewall between these corporate funders and the content of what comes across on taxpayer broadcasts?
Yeah, I think it's less a congressional issue. People who donate to PBS should confront their local PBS stations and say, how come we don't have a labor show every week? How come we don't have an environmental show every week? You know, the money that I donate to you, I want some of it to go to local programming. And I want that programming to be different than the corporate type programming that's coming out of PBS in Washington and New York. And if you don't offer some of that programming, I'm not going to fund you.
That was Jeff Cohen, founding director of the Park Center for Independent Media and associate professor of journalism at Ithaca College. He's author of 5 books, including Cable News Confidential, My Misadventures in Corporate Media. Find links to David Sirota's investigative piece on PBS and related articles on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.